I'm joined now by the co-creators and coordinators of Eastern Michigan University's Fermentation Science Program, Drs. Greg Wilmus and Dr. Corey Emo. Happy Beer Day, or should I say Hoppy Beer Day? They're like, we're out.
You could say that.
Have you heard that yet today?
That's the first time.
First time, it's a good one.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, I did my research before talking to these beer academics and found out that today, April 7th, 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt took the first step toward ending prohibition and signed a law that allowed people to brew and sell beer in the United States. And here we are in 2017, and it's still going pretty strong, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're really having a continued renaissance in the beer world. I think we're finally in the last couple of years at the peak number of breweries that the nation has ever had.
And still growing.
Yes, absolutely. Before Prohibition, we were at 4,000 breweries. And now, just this past year, the U.S. got up to over 5,300 breweries.
Wow. So you're just wrapping up Eastern's first year of the fermentation program, correct?
That's right.
How'd it go?
I think things are going very well. We've had over 60 students enrolled in three different classes covering a wide range of topics from sauerkraut to beer to honey to mead and just about everything in between.
Right, because fermentation isn't just about beer.
No. In Michigan, that's probably the most important thing that's fermented, but we cover a lot of things other than that.
Right. So we spend a good amount of time on both beer and cider. We've been working with the brinery a bit to look at fermented vegetables. Kombucha is something that's starting to increase in popularity along with mead and a lot of other fermented products.
If you get the degree at Eastern, is it a fermentation science degree?
Yes.
That's what's listed as. And what we're really hoping to do is to train scientists who can go out and help these businesses make better product, make more consistent product, and be competitive in the market.
I was going to say, what kind of job would you get with a fermentation science degree?
Well, there's a lot of ways that you can use the scientific knowledge that you get in a program like this out in the marketplace. We see one potential place for our graduates to go into a quality assurance, quality control programs to make sure that the products that are being produced are of consistent and high quality. But it can also help the brewers and the lead fermenters themselves be able to better understand the process and be able to create new and better products.
That was going to be my next question. How do you know you're drinking a quality beer, that it's okay to drink? Are there FDA standards?
Well, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, right? A quality beer is a beer that you like. The best way to look at it is, you know, the brewer wants to make sure that if you like their beer this time, that you're going to get the same experience a month, a year later, so that you'll keep coming back and drinking that beer that they're making.
Yeah, and there are a lot of well-understood processes of things that can go wrong and give particular off flavors. So having trained staff who can identify those off flavors and determine the origin of them to correct the problem is very valuable.
How do you flavor a beer?
Well, there's a lot of ways. A beer gets its flavor mainly from the malts and the hops that are used in the beer. There's some contribution from the water and the yeast that are used. But by changing the recipes, as it were, the different types of malts that are used, that controls particularly the color of the beer. It controls the strength of the beer and a lot of the sort of bready and roasted flavors that you might get from certain beers. Whereas the hops are more the fruitiness of the beer and the bitterness of the beer as well.
How long does it take to brew a beer?
Well, the brewing process itself is, you know, a half-day process, depending on the equipment that you're using. And then the yeast, who really do all the hard work, take between 4 days or a couple of weeks, depending on the style of the beer and the temperature at which the fermentation is occurring. And then there's usually some post-processing wait period. So anywhere from 2 weeks to a month, things are going to be ready to drink.
Do you think people understand the chemistry behind brewing beer?
I think a lot of the brewers do. Once you start to get outside of people who, I often run into people that are surprised that it takes a couple of weeks to make a beer from start to finish. That there's, most sort of cooking processes, food production processes don't take that long.
But you two are distinguished chemistry professors. You both have your doctorates in chemistry?
Yes, we are both chemists in real life. And so, yes. This is our new avocation.
I think people think, I'm going to be a beer brewer and it's going to be simple. Is it simple?
Well, yes and no. that I think a lot of people who get into it started as hobbyists doing things in their garage, and as they scaled up and things got more and more complicated, they realized that a deeper understanding is really necessary to keep things going at a high level. And so for the program that we have put together does have a lot of high-end science in it. It's not that different from a lot of the courses that someone would take to, say, go to medical school. But then we have developed another series of courses that have much more specific fermentation focus.
And how has your class been going this year?
So we've had upwards of 60 people enrolled in the classes that we've offered so far, and it really seems to be going well. The students are really enjoying the classes. They seem to be learning a lot, and we have a very diverse student body, at least compared to not having all chemists like we're used to.
Is it a four-year program?
Yes. It's a four-year program. There's a minor available, too. It's easier to get the minor if you're already a chemistry or a biology major. But we also structured the program so that if you're interested in just coming in as a guest student, taking a couple of courses just to see if it's right for you, that it's easy to get into a couple of the fermentation science courses that way.
And people are taking it seriously?
Oh, yeah. I think the students definitely are excited by it. But, you know, once they're seeing the level of science involved, they're buckling down and really getting into it.
So I have to ask the question, do you actually make beer as part of the fermentation science program at Eastern Michigan University?
Yes, we do, actually.
So, I see you brought something with you.
Yes, we did. We brought a stout that we had just made a bit before St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
We call it Magically Delicious because we brewed it. We brewed it with standard malts and hops,
okay.
But we also put a box of Lucky Charms in it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
I know there's a place in Traverse City. They put cherry pie in it. You can put anything in a beer.
Yeah, if it's got starches and sugars in it, it'll ferment.
All right, I've got to open it up. Eastern Michigan University brewed Lucky Charms. I'm just gonna smell it. Oh. Smells sweet. Does it smell like it's supposed to?
Let me check. Yeah, I think that's what. You can definitely tell that there's a little cereal action going on.
A little, and what percentage of alcohol is this?
That beer is about a 5% alcohol.
Okay. And what are you going to do with this?
So
for finals are coming up. Is this the quiz?
So we do have a sensory analysis course, and so some of these beers can be used for the evaluation, the hands-on that we do, and some of them we've got some research projects that we're starting as well, and so some of these beers will go in that direction too.
And who does the taste testing?
Well, surprisingly enough, we've had a lot of volunteers in the university community who want to participate in that. So mostly it's now focused in the sensory analysis class that Corey is teaching.
All right. That's Dr. Corey Emol and Dr. Greg Wilmus, the founders, co-creators of Eastern Michigan University's Fermentation Science Program, here to celebrate Beer Day with us on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks so much for coming. And
thanks again for having us.
Yes, it's great to be here.
Going to Ypsilanti, here I come. They've got a lot of beer down in that town, and I'm gonna drink a ton.